Hello and welcome to the Q Shape podcast. I'm Aaron Dugan. I'm joined today by the manager, Callum Elliott. Callum, thanks for coming back on.
No problem. I'm looking forward to it.
Aye, well, I think the best place to kind of dive in is obviously Saturday, close game, much better showing against East Kilbride than the previous Saturday in the Challenge Cup. Just can come up a bit short against a team that's obviously came flying in the league and obviously soft red card that can stroke at half time.
I know, to be honest with you, I thought we were excellent. It looked like we were, I wouldn't say back to our best because we've lost the game, but like certainly there was a real like kind of braveness how we played in terms of almost going man for man at times. I don't think Josh has had the save to make almost in the full match, apart from the fact that he's picked the ball at the back of the net, you know, the two times that we have switched off. But like, in terms of how we want to play and how we need to go about it to be successful as a team, you know, I think that was as good as we have been for a long time, and I think if we hit those performance levels then it gives us a chance of winning games of football on a consistent basis. But I think a few decisions went against us, but you know, it's just one of those ones that you'd like to think it even itself out over the course of the season, but it doesn't seem to be happening
at all. You know, like well, I think across the kind of the board recently, and that says it feels that kind of referees are out to send off players. I mind in the League Cup with Andy Rodden being sent off again against the Unit of Stirling, and Ross Cameron had said that it was maybe a bit of a reputation proceeding rather than actually warranting a red card.
I think Rodden's one I could see possibly why it's been given, but like certainly the one on Saturday, I think it's just a case of the referee's been kind of done by the reaction from the opposition's bench and also by like the players' reaction, which is disappointing. But at the end of the day, like, you know, they're doing what they feel is best to go and get a result. You know, I think at that moment in time they are on top. And even in the second half, when we are down to 10 men, I don't think you would have thought that we were after the 10 men, especially against like the runaway leaders. So, you know, the boys have to take great confidence and great credit from that.
Well, you said it there, and that says apart from the twice that we had to pick the ball out of the net, it's really limited down their chances. Zach Butterworth and Jamie Doherty were excellent on the wings again, I felt that. Really stretched the game and caused some issues at the back.
It's something that you know they were doing earlier on in the season, and you know I think it's been difficult for us. You know, we have had different boys been injured, and was you know even like Saturday there we've got nine of the boys that have started are signed for next season, and you could see you know the benefits of that. We looked like a good side on Saturday. And it's something that we want to try and keep pushing on with, try to get as many of these boys like playing regularly between now and the end of the season. You know, at times when you know it's been a difficult month for everybody connected with the club in terms of the results, but you know these young boys will be better for that experience, being able to kind of understand what it takes to win games of football, and when your form's not good, but you still have to do the basics at like a very good level, and I think that from this experience, you know, they will be a better team for it next season.
Well, also last win come against East Lancashire at Grangemouth on Boxing Day, just before the turn of the year. Since then, we had a bit of a 3 weeks of postponed games before Welkin and Bowness Athletic, Bowness anyway, I can never mind which one it is. Obviously 2-0 defeat there, but again, apart from their two goals, they didn't really cause us any issues. I felt that once they got those two goals, they just shut up shop on us and all limited us to any chances to try and take anything from the match.
I thought probably in that game they deserved to win. You know, I thought their game management was good. Second half we were a lot better. They changed their shape and tried to play the game in their half, but no, I thought they deserved to win. They were stronger than us on the day, so like, we had to take that one on the chin, as sore as it was. But you know, all these games that we have lost, with probably the exception of Saturday, I think we have probably deserved to lose. And probably there's two or three games that we have drawn that we probably deserve to win. But you know, ultimately, you know, like the now it's a case of us finishing the season strong and making sure that between now and the end of the season that we pick up as many points as we possibly can to, like we're not going to get relegated, we're not going to win the league, that's just brutal facts unfortunately, but it's a case of us now like trying to boys for next season, not that we're writing off this season, but making sure that they are like physically, mentally ready next season to go like week in, week out, because the teams in this league have done that now, like they know what it takes, and you know, like the boys that we have got now, like there is that core group that have signed up for next season, like they now need to kind of develop that for next year.
I think well every support from Anthony to Ford would say that the effort's been there and the performances have been much better from the season previous or the season before that, just hasn't turned into results on paper in the end. Yeah. And is it hard to keep the players kind of motivated, especially seeing as one was if you drop a few points in this league and you've got like a runaway leader, is it hard to keep them motivated when you know there's no real danger of County falling into the danger zone, but really no chance of us kind of breaking that kind of mould?
You could possibly use that as an excuse, but at the end of the day, like, all the players are paid here to come and help the club try and win games of football. So, you know, motivation for me, you know, of course it's, you know, we've got to try and help them as much as we possibly can, but, you know, they should be self-motivated, you know, like they are young boys, they should have aspirations of trying to play at the highest level possible. Without them being part of a successful Cowden Beef team, realistically, that's going to be very difficult for that to happen. So, you know, I think it's a case of us trying to push the boys as much as we possibly can, and I think if the boys do that, they've got a good chance of doing that. But first and foremost, that isn't going to happen unless they're going to be doing well on a consistent basis for this football club.
Well, we've got a couple of away games to follow up now, away to Dumbarton to face Broomhill on Saturday, and then down to Gala Shields to face Galloway Rovers. Probably a good chance, teams that are around the level that we are at now, to get 6 points on the board and hopefully take break this kind of run that we're on.
No, I think like the first game at Broomhill, you know, like the last game we played them, you could probably argue that we might have deserved to go and win that game, but it's going to be tough. They're big, physical, well organised, but you know, I think if we show the same level of quality as what we did on Saturday, then you know, at some point our fortune has to possibly change, and you're hoping that once that happens we will go on a run, because you know, there's only basically 10 league games left, and it's a case of now, you know, there has to be that desire and hunger to try and push ourselves in this next week period, because you know there isn't a lot of time left in the season, so like they have to maximise that time. We do have to become better players and be ready for the challenges that way.
On that thought of the kind of the run that we've been on, the Lowland League Cup was moved into the season rather than being tagged on in the end. Come as a bit of a surprise to everybody connected to the club last season. Was that a welcome change with the players and yourself as the manager, or is it just a kind of another distraction to the league duties?
No, I think probably if you were to ask the club, I think they'd probably be delighted, because it means that, you know, like once the season's finished, and I think that probably goes for the players as well. You seen like last season, East Kilbride, when they won it, playing to the middle of, I think they were almost in June, which is just ridiculous, to be honest with you. So I think it was quite, I think common sense prevailed, and it allows, you know, like you probably rotate your squad and get boys a game which haven't been playing. So, you know, I think for us it's a game like out the road, and you know, it's not that a case that we just want the season to finish, but like, we want to try and find out which boys are going to come with us on the journey between now and the end of the season.
Trying to think of a terrible run in Formula One, but maybe a bit of a bright spot is that Ewan McPherson's found the net twice so far. Obviously struggled with injuries at the start of the season, as he's now starting to find a bit of form that preceded him at Cumbernauld.
Yeah, like he can play off a side, he can play through the middle, but one thing he does guarantee you is like a work rate which is like second to none, and it's infectious. And you know how we want to play when he's at it, like he was for that first 40 minutes on Saturday. Like, we are a better team. Like, there's no getting away for that, because you know, if he's going and like running after the ball the way he does, then you know, like other boys are following up, and it just has a, like a knock on effect. So you know, I've been delighted with how you've been doing lately. I'm not sure whether or not we are going to be able to appeal the decision for Saturday. It isn't a sending off, 100% it's not sending off, but whether or not it will be overturned, I'm not sure. So he'll miss the next couple of games, which again doesn't leave us in a great position. But when that door closes, you know, it opens up for somebody else. So I'm sure the other boys will be quite happy, but it will be disappointing.
One of the things that I've always kind of tried to point towards when people have been talking to us about it in the pub or after the game, and that though the league position doesn't show that improvement, the team has improved really in that, and you can see by the goal scorers already. Halfway through the season, and we've got more top scorers than what we did for the whole of last season. Obviously, Jamie Docherty is sat on 12, Josh Jack on 8, Ewan McPherson on 7, Zach Butterworth on 4, and Kieran Chalmers on 4 as well. So, when you look at last season, for last season, it was Scott Sinclair was 7, and Aidan Gilmartin, who left at the start of January last season, and Mike Cunningham on 5. Obviously, Mikey Cunningham come back for the start of this season, didn't really get a look in because of, I'm guessing, just the players ahead of him were just were that a little bit better, that a little more refined. But it does show you that there is a progression there. There is a start of an improvement in the side.
I think, to be honest, I think that to get to the top end of the league, you know, I think you need to have boys that are constantly hitting 20 to 25 goals a season, whether or not financially that's going to be possible. But like, you know, I think you can see the difference in that. Broomhill have had that this year, and not Broomhill, sorry. Cumbernauld have had that with Billy. And you know, there is other teams that have got the boys, and you know, we've had to try and like develop some of our boys to try and get there. And like they have shown signs they can do it, and it's just trying to get on a consistent basis. But you know, again, that's up to myself and Kev and to try and help these boys. Mm-hmm. But you know, the numbers are decent, but you know, me personally, I'd like that to be slightly higher.
Well, obviously, I think it's one of those, we've had injury problems from the start of the season, with players having to drop off. I think you saw that with Hugh McPherson. There was it's taken him a little bit of time just to get speed in the game. Also, he's going to potentially miss the next couple of games as well. But I think, like I say, Josh Jack has been a bit of a surprise as well. I think coming in, he's done well. He's a different option to what Hugh McPherson has. Daryl Healy coming in as well, and the end of December, at the start of January, has a different option here as well. Is that the idea that there is going to be a plan B then for us if it's not going our way in matches?
Well, Daryl was like somebody that we intended to bring in next season, so like the opportunity came up to kind of do it slightly earlier, and it allows him time to get used to us. And you know, I don't think we've played the pitch well enough at times this season in terms of like when we have been on top. I don't think we've been as dominant and clinical and clean in the opposition box as what we can be. And Daryl just gives us that different option, whether that be him playing wide and attacking the back post or centrally and having support off him. You know, it's certainly something that we have to do better towards the end of this season, and certainly like next season, like we have to pick up more points at home. Certainly more wins. Like the performances have been there, but like I don't think we've done enough at times to like our game management. So I think having Daryl and you know, like Josh has got like undoubted quality, technically he's outstanding. Like all our players, there's areas that we can try and help improve them on, but you know, at the end of the day, like, they're at Cowden Beef for a reason. You know, we've got to try and help them become better players, and that's my job.
I think it's a good sign that you see the boys that are re-signing or the boys that are coming in, and they all speak highly of the club, and they all seem to be enjoying their football. Obviously, it's been a bit of a tough season, especially drawn a bit too many games, and as you say, the game management at times hasn't been there. Is it maybe a little bit more damning or demoralising drawing a game from a winning position rather than kind of just losing outright kind of idea, is that maybe something that is that weigh on the players a bit more than what a defeat like the 6-0 against East Kilbride, where you know where you've been outmatched, but going up to say Celtic beat at the start of the season and having that 2-0 lead and then losing it in the last couple of minutes, is that harder to take for the players than a
I think possibly I think it has had an effect, because I think probably teams have slightly played them at times because they know if they've stayed in the game that the opportunities will come, and again that comes with experience, these boys learning from these experience how to handle these situations slightly better, you know, in big game moments, probably not just before half time, slightly just after half time and towards the last 5 minutes of games, us being like cleaner and being more decisive in these like kind of timings is going to be more beneficial, and that comes with experience. If you don't have that experience, you've got to give the boys experience to try and get through that, and these boys must learn from the experiences that they've had this season.
I think I've done a wee bit of a breakdown from the kind of last month, starting from January as well, where of the 17 goals that we conceded, 4 were in the last 15 minutes of the first half, and the 6 of them were in the first 15 minutes of the second half. Well, obviously, a little bit skewed because of the cup game against East Kilbride, but it does. I think the one that always kind of sticks in my mind was against Hearts B in December when we had played well into the wind, and then it was just a ball that's been caught on the by a goal kick that's like their striker in at the back of us. Obviously done well to grind out that win, but you do see that sometimes there is a kind of a drop in concentration going into the kind of last kind of 5-10 minutes of a first half or 5-10 minutes of the second half.
At times but I also think there's been times when like they've thrown into the game as well, and there's been times when we've actually started the second half well, and again like I go back to it as like a young side, like the team that we started against East Kilbride, not Saturday there but the Saturday before, like our average age was like 19, which is ridiculously low. And you're coming against a group of boys or men, like you're coming against men. So like these boys will come better for it, I've got no doubt. It's like you see signs like the standards in the training and the levels in training is like phenomenally good. So like I'm looking forward to seeing how these boys like take that into like the remainder of the season, and almost like giving them the opportunity to go and play and like see where it takes us.
Just if we can move on to the signings that have come in, I think the first one I'll go into is Craig Donald coming on loan for Dundee, slotted in well at the back with Gregor Jordan, has allowed Robbie McNabb to go into a more natural role for himself in the field. Played well on Saturday, I thought, Craig Donald, especially seeing as he's only 19 as well.
Yeah, I think he's done really well. He's possibly taken like the jump up, because I know he was at Dundee North End before, and he's jumped up and he's kind of came on against Stirling Uni, done well, and then like ever since then he's just made that jersey his own, to be honest with you. He's been fairly consistent, he's done well against Civil away. I thought he'd done really well again Saturday. I thought the two of them dealt with Thompson. But again, that comes from the pressure in front, and there's no pressure in front that makes his job slightly harder, so I think he's well aware of the fact that like the boys in front help him, and that comes for you and Zach and Doc working really really hard. But in terms of Craig, you know, he has done really well for us, but it's only a start, you know, he has to find that consistency. And again, he's got 10 games to go and do that between now and the end of the season, to try and find that level week in, week out.
Well, bringing in Craig Donald as a centre back, was that more to try and get Robert McNabb released back into the midfield, or was it just when you had the chance to bring somebody in to bring them in?
No, I think, you know, we are light in terms of centre halves. You know, I think we have signed another centre half today, so he was somebody that we're going to do for next season, but you know, again, the opportunity for him to come in and use the club. He'll help us, give us another option in there, and just give us competition for places. So yeah, allows Robbie to move up one, and then again, and Robbie and Robbie's in the centre of that pitch, it frees up Matty and Aidan to go and get forward and join him and the wingers and the striker. So, you know, I thought the blend was good on Saturday.
Certainly, another defender that's come in, Declan Turner, a bit of out of left field this one. That's his Australian signed from Chesterfield's under 23's side. Before that, it was Brisbane Roar, I believe. Is that this coming from the scout network that's been developing over the last couple of years, or has that been from just in the grapevine of management?
I think Colin went over to watch him at Brisbane Roar, so I think the reports back were quite good. Now, it was just through somebody recommended, and he came in and trained really well for the week that he was up. It's given him the opportunity. He's been up in Scotland before to trial at a couple of clubs in the SPL. For whatever reason, it didn't work out. He's got a visa to be here. We'll give him the opportunity, and if he takes the opportunity, then we'll see where it takes him. Maybe like a week or two off, like the other boys. But you know, he's shown an unbelievable attitude and the sacrifices that he's actually made to come up here and do what he's doing. So, you know, you generally want boys like that to do really well for themselves, and I hope that, like, when he does get the opportunity, he does take it.
I think you said it yourself that the sacrifices make it's very brave to leave England and to come up to a different country, a different style of play. Obviously, well, I guess if you was to walk into an SPFL team, that's just, there's a bit more a bit more chance of a safety blanket there, rather than joining a club like Cambeef, where you're expected to kind of hit the ground running and contribute.
Yeah, no, I think he's backed himself, and you've got to take your hat off to him for doing what he's done. And you know, I genuinely hope he does well, because he's got an absolutely unbelievable attitude, and the opportunity is going to be there for him, and it's up to him to see if he takes it.
Another one, I think probably one that got fans excited was Brandon Coventry coming in through the pathway now. Played his debut against East Kilbride in the 6-0 defeat. Come on, I thought he looked good. He didn't seem phased. I think also it's a bit different when you're coming on to a job and there's less pressure here on you, but for a young man to go into that kind of situation, he seemed to handle it well.
It's difficult with Brandon because you don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he's trained with us for like a number of weeks. Does not look one bit out of place. I think natural ability is outstanding. He's got like really good attributes. He's smooth with the ball, he takes it well, he links the game well. I think he's got a good chance. And it's just a case of, again, easing him into the squad for next season. He's going to be a big part of our squad for next season. So it's a case of like making sure that he keeps his feet on the ground as well, which I'm sure he will, because you know, he's a good boy. And like these boys love him as well. Like sometimes you find young boys that come in and you can see it's too much for him, but like for him it's, you can see that he's made for it, and what I hope, again, like Declan, that excuse me, that like he gets a run, and when he gets a run, he will get a run between now and the end of the season, that he does well, and I'm sure with a tough pre-season that he will get next season, that I'm sure he'll be fighting to get in the team.
It must be great having that pathway now to allow kind of local boys the chance to move up into senior football, and obviously with the way that football's evolving, they're trying to route kind of younger teams together into trying to give them a pathway into senior football can only be good for the club as well.
Yeah, I think it's no secret that like we cannot compete with the vast majority, well not the vast majority, but like a majority of teams in this league financially for what they can pay players. So like we have to attract like some of the best young players, and the only way that they're going to do that is if they see a pathway for them, if they see young boys getting an opportunity. And like for me, I've always given young boys an opportunity regardless what club I've been at. If they're if they come in and they train well and they've got a good attitude and they want to learn and they want to improve, then they will get opportunities. And if by seeing like Brandon allows us to then get in more like that, because there is more like that already with the Blue Brazil, then you know, like that's fantastic. So you know, we want to do our best to try and help the club. You know, we want to develop our own players as well, as much as it's always great fun. I'm sure the supporters, when you're signing in a player that's scored like 60 goals for like X club, you know, I think like when you've got your own player that's came through like the youth system, I think like you can identify to them like very quickly. So like, that's what we will, like we want to try and push these boys and give them these opportunities.
I think as a supporter as well, and I mean from the top level, it doesn't matter if you're Real Madrid or Broxburn Athletic for it. If you've got a young local person coming into your team, that it's just exciting. You want to see local boys do well. You want to see local boys showing up for their town, and I think it can only mean good things for the club. Okay, moving forward, obviously you says about not being able to compete financially with certain teams. And I think if you're able then to tap into a network or tap into potential somewhere, it just gives you a bit more of a leg up to level the playing field.
Exactly. You know, like we want to do things slightly differently, like in terms of like giving these young boys, it doesn't matter if they're 16 or like 19, if they come in, they train well and you can see that they're enjoying it, then you know, why not play them? Like, and if their performances levels are better than, or not better, but like if they are performing more consistently than boys that are senior pros, then you know, like unfortunately the door closes and one comes in and like it's like boys move on, and that's what you have to try and push these boys, and like we have got a young squad. We do want to have a little bit more experience next season. I know which areas that we need to improve. We will work our absolute backsides off to try and do that, and I don't think we will be a million miles away, because there is good signs from this season, but not as many good signs as we'd like. It's been difficult at times, I'll not lie. It's been very, very challenging, but I'm sure with a good 4, potentially 5 boys coming in, I think you know, we will be strong next season.
Well, just before we move on, we've had a fair bit on the side re-sign for the next season as well. It's always something that I always remember that Marsh Ross said, that there's no point in building up a wall and then tearing it down at the end of the season. I think that's true. You can't argue with that at all. You've obviously signed some quality players this season, signed up the majority of them again for moving into the next season. Is it a case that, well, you will believe in them because they're your players and that, and they have shown the sparks of what they can be, and that is it just now a case of getting as many of them together and building on that and just adding bits and pieces to the squad to make them more competitive?
Yeah, I think that's it. Like we need to bring in like certainly 3 key players into like the group, and like these boys need to grow from like this experience. We've got some good players there that have been challenged at times this season for different reasons, and you know, I do think that they'll benefit massively from like this year that they've had. You know, I've been in teams where there has been a struggle like year one, but year two, if you're clear about which boys that you know which are going to come with you, and you just bring in boys that are going to complement them, then you know, I think you've got a good chance.
I think, well, I said earlier on in the episode that every boy that's re-signed and every man that's re-signed said the same thing, that they're enjoying their time here. It must be easy as a manager that despite the fact that maybe results haven't went our way, but they still seem to be enjoying themselves, they still seem to be believing in what's happening here.
Yeah, I think like there is. I think they can see it. I know sometimes it's difficult to see it when, unfortunately, sometimes you can't be fixated by results, which I get is a results-based driven industry, but ultimately there has to be like a clear kind of plan of like what needs to be done like moving forward. Like I think we've done really, really well in terms of being able to keep the vast majority of the boys that we've got and do it early, so then we can like just bringing boys that are going to complement the ones that we've got. And you know, I think it's not just like the, it's like everybody connected to the club that should be like kind of pleased that they've been able to do this, because it's like we want to develop our kind of culture of like winning. It's, and I think there has been this acceptance of like losing at times through difficulties that probably the club's had for the last 5 years, but like there has to be that mindset change where like it has to all be about winning, and try to do that in the right way without losing boys like left, right and centre. And then at times it has been quite tough, and I'm sure they'll probably kind of admit that as well, but like certainly, you know, like, we want to drive forward as a team which is known for winning games of football, not just, you know, like, you know, like we're improving, you can see what they're doing now, like next season, you know, like, we want to be a team which will win games of football consistently.
Well, just well, we finish off there, Callum. On the cup game against East Kilbride, after the game, we had a meeting for the CISS members. Obviously, that's a massive part of how we're wanting to change as a club and as a support. How important is that for yourself as a manager to see supporters get behind that and really well help you out financially?
No, I think like they want to see a team which wins. And you know, I think if you look across the board, every like level in every league probably in Scotland, like abroad, it's the teams with the biggest bunch that's switching at the top of the league, and that's unfortunately the nature of the beast. Probably the exception to now is probably in Germany with Leverkusen top, but you know, like the team with the biggest budgets are the teams naturally which finish higher up the league, and it's not all about money, but it does have like a massive impact on like players that you can bring in. Like we want to bring in the best players we possibly can. We have got good players here already, but you know, like we want to keep driving forward and moving forward together. So, you know, every person that signs up is going to play their part in terms of helping the club try and get out of this league. It is a tough league. Even for the last year to this year, it's a different league. Every team has improved. So I think probably the team that we've got this year finishes probably top five, top six, like last year, but like now everybody's going because they cannot get sucked into that going down, because it's difficult to get back up.
Well, just to finish up here, Callum, and it says obviously you've done well across your management career from everywhere there. You said yourself it's a different beast here, Kenneth County, especially if it's just been on a bit of a low ebb and maybe starting to plateau a bit now. But is it are you still enjoying the challenge of being here, and do you think that you are starting to see the kind of like the growth of kind of like a change days for us?
It's been tough. I'm not lying. It has been very, very tough. There's been times where you're saying to yourself, right, come on, let's go, like we're ready to go, and then there's been a setback, or that'd be like an injury or whatever, and we've not dealt with it, and it's taken us another 2 or 3 weeks to recover, and then like we get to the same stage again, right, like we're ready to go, and then we suffer that setback, and then it's back to square one again. So it's just trying to get that, find that balance, and like that, I know what we need for next season. Like we're working extremely hard to try and make that happen. So the challenge is ultimately you want to win games of football consistently. I fucking hate losing, excuse my language, but like it kills me. It affects everything that like I do in terms of you know, like I want to win. I want my team to win. I want them to be. I want the club to win. It's a challenge. It's a tough league, but you've got to try your best to try and make that happen. We are doing everything we possibly can to make it happen, and I'm sure we will get there. It's just obviously I'd like it to happen yesterday, as I'm sure everybody would, but it might just take a little bit more time in terms of beginning of the season.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Callum. I know that you've got a friendly night, so yeah. I won't keep any more of your time, but just thanks very much, and good luck for the rest of your season.
Right, thank you. Cheers, Alan.